Hello, this is Master Michael Wilson coming to you from a Sunday. We're in quarantine zone for the coronavirus and just wanted to give a quick update on that one. It's been a little bit hectic around here. Everything is closed. School is closed. Businesses and places are, you know, they're minimizing hours or sending people home, telling people to quarantine. A lot of jobs have sent people home as well, shrunk working hours and whatnot. And the world is totally living in fear right now. Now, me personally, I believe in God. God tells us we don't have a spirit of fear. And here at Cartersville Martial Art, I don't plan to live or operate under the pretense of fear. Now, that doesn't mean I'm going to be stupid and arrogant and do things that are going to harm my family and my martial art family here. We're still, you know, going to be working very hard to keep this place immaculately clean as far as germs go. Not so much, you know, to make it any prettier than it normally is, but we're trying to make sure that everything gets disinfected, more especially all the things people touch. So when anyone enters the training floor, we're disinfecting our hands, be it with washing them in the restroom or putting on sanitizer. And then when we leave the training floor, we're doing the same thing. So that way, if we've encountered any germs, we're going to take care of them before we leave for the night. So in between there, any equipment we use, instead of just immediately putting that equipment away like we normally do, we're leaving that on the floor as a symbol that that equipment needs to be cleaned before it's put back into storage to wait for the next class. So basically everything is going to be cleaned as far as equipment goes after it's used, before it's used again. And that includes punching bags, air shields, focus mitts, and pretty much anything else you can think of. So that's the way we're going to confront that particular situation. Also, we're going to be not doing high fives. I know, whoa, no high fives. That's a crazy thought because we've been giving high fives for a long time and it's a good way of interacting with people in a safe and appropriate manner. But due to the spread of viruses, more especially the coronavirus or COVID-19 or whatever it is, whatever they're calling it these days, we're going to be replacing high fives with a good old fashioned fist bump. And then at the end of classes, we've always, you know, done a very respectful bow and handshake to finish up our class with our instructor. We're going to stop that temporarily as well, at least until all this sickness and virus worry kind of comes to a conclusion. And we're going to replace that with just a respectful bow. So we're going to end our class. All the lines will come out in front of their instructor the same way as they always have. But instead of the respectful handshake here, we're just going to do a respectful bow before we leave our instructor site and move off at the training floor. And then again, from there, you'll disinfect your hands before you leave. We'll also be making sure that we take extra care in areas like the restrooms to keep those clean. We've also added hand sanitizer in each restroom. We'll be taking extra care with the water fountains, the part where people's mouth comes close to drink, as well as the part that you have to physically push to make the water come out. So we'll be taking a lot of caution there. The doors, door handles, things of that nature. And like I was saying before, all of the equipment will be mega disinfected. Anyway, so we've already had some calls from appointments that were scheduled to come in and take a trial class that have canceled because of the goings on. We've also had some students that have told us, you know, they're not going to be here for 2 weeks. They're going to stay home during the time school is closed for the safety of their families. Totally understand that. Again, we're not living in fear until like the state or federal government tells us to close or our staff becomes ill and we just can't run the academy any further. We're going to be here and we're going to be open, kicking and punching strong as usual. But we understand that other people might not take the same stance as I do or my family does personally, and you guys want to err on the side of safety and caution, and I definitely respect that. We will be doing our best to accommodate those people as well. So some of the things we're going to be doing, we already opened up an online curriculum for at-home training. So it's going to have different things that you're going to do throughout the week to stay on track of your training, keep moving forward, and keep from falling behind. And then also there's a at-home training sheet that everybody has access to where you can actually throughout the week check off all the things that you're doing, and it has certain things that that's expected throughout the week to keep your training up, and you just tick those little boxes off as you go throughout the week, and that'll help keep you on track with your martial art training if you're not able to come into the facility. We're also going to be adding some live streamed classes that'll be taking place. I'm not sure what time spot those are going to be in, but we'll make sure to let everybody know. We'll probably do those during the 5 p.m. class, as that's a children's class, but you know, training from home, it doesn't really matter who the class is designed for, as long as we're all doing activities that everybody knows and can follow along with. And the reason why we're probably going to stick with the 5 p.m. time slot is because normally those are bigger classes. And also, we want to make sure that if people are trying to get home early because of, you know, the viruses and whatnot, we want to make sure that we have, you know, the live stream at a time when there's actually people here. And I just believe that there's a greater chance of people being here at 5 than there is at 6 with, you know, school being out and all those things. And I might be wrong. And if I am, we will definitely adjust our live stream times accordingly. But I would be looking for those about 5 p.m. And again, we're doing this on the fly. We've never had this happen before. We've never dealt with this. We've never had to jump over these hurdles. So we're totally going on faith, and we're learning as we go. Our entire industry, the martial art industry, is doing the same. You know, there's a lot of ideas and things are going on, and we're watching closely, trying to figure out all the best ideas that people are putting out there and implementing them here in our academy. And, you know, if we implement one and say the timing's wrong, we're going to adjust that and make the timing better so it works for all of our students the best we can. And we know there's no one solution that's going to work for everybody, but we're going to do our best to try to accommodate every single person, no matter what the situation is, the age, whatever. So be on the lookout for those things. Check your student curriculum as well. If you're a member at Cartersville Martial Art, check your student curriculum for the new curriculum. We should have gotten everybody tagged in that one, so it should be available to you. And then also check your email for the file for the at-home training week one checkoff list. And I believe that one is in the curriculum too. I'm not sure. If not, let me know, and I'll do my best to get that added. But that's what we're doing here at Cartersville Martial Art for the coronavirus, to offset, to take advantage of the different things. And, you know, largely the world is standing still right now. And that's a horrible thing. You know, it's good that it may make us more healthy, and it may avoid, more infections of this virus. But it's just hard to see the world stand still and so many people just kind of in limbo. So that's one of the reasons why we've decided to keep moving on. We want to keep moving forward. We don't want to get stagnant. We don't want to fall behind. And we certainly don't want to just linger around. So we're going to be moving forward. I hope a good bit of you guys will be with us, hopefully. If not, we definitely understand if you're at home, you know, quarantining yourself. We understand that as well. But we will be here again, unless the staff all come down with some kind of sickness and can't run the academy, or the state, federal, or local government says no more. That's it. That's the only circumstances in which we will not be here kicking and punching. So we hope to see you maybe too, since just about the whole world shut down. Maybe this might be a good opportunity for some of you guys to get out of the house and do something productive for yourself. get your muscles moving, feel good, stretch out, release some stress, and have a little bit of social time as well. So again, that's it for this episode. And this is specifically about the coronavirus and Cartersville martial art. So if you're watching outside of the Cartersville area, or you're not a member of the Cartersville Martial Art Academy, this one really isn't going to be a stellar listen for you. But man, I don't know, maybe it'll be good to just listen and see what other people are doing in the face of adversity. And maybe it might inspire you to do something to beat adversity and what you're dealing with in your industry, in your house, in your neighborhood, community, whatever the case may be. But that's it for now. We'll see you guys on the next episode.